Michael Riedel in the morning
on 710 WOR.
Morning to you on a Tuesday. The sun is shining bright. It's on the chilly side. Traffic's been a mess. Path has been a mess. Other than that, you doing okay, Michael Riedel?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, Joe Bartlett? Yeah, all good?
Doing okay.
Yeah, what floats your boat this morning? Is it the Pocahontas? Is that the thing that jumps out the most?
Yeah.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. I'm kind of fascinated by the Saudis, how they're going to get themselves out of this pickle that they've found themselves in. They're going to have to do something to save face. But I think Bartlett had it earlier. It's right. They're going to find the scapegoats. Those 15 guys they dispatched to take care of that journalist.
Oh, their history.
They're going to have their heads cut off.
Yeah. They'll find somebody to blame for it. Yeah, exactly. Execute them and say, oh, okay, everything's okay.
We took care of it. They were rogues. We didn't tell them to do that. They had this little bone saw, but that was just for their own self-preservation. Anyway, our big three stories this morning, that really leads it off. The latest twist in the case of the apparently murdered journalist in Turkey. The Saudis reportedly are going to admit he was killed in an interrogation that went wrong.
It was an accident, Len. Just an accident.
Just your normal bone saw accident inside
a
consulate.
Very careful when you're operating a bone saw.
Yeah. in an interrogation setting.
Precisely.
Yeah, exactly. Also in the big three, a first in a quarter century, and nobody got shot. It's the first shooting-free weekend in New York since 1993. How do you figure that? I mean, is that better policing? Is it tougher gun laws?
Nah,
is it just dumb luck?
Because look, on Monday, there was a shooting on Monday. So
it was a shooting Monday, but nothing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That hadn't happened on a three-day.
It was a nice weekend. Everybody went apple picking.
Is that what it was?
apple picking.
They went apple picking.
Apple picking? Where'd you come up with that?
Oh, everybody goes apple picking.
Of course. Really?
Of course Natalie goes apple picking.
I don't have time, but if I did, I'd go apple picking. But that is the thing to do. My kids are bugging me why we haven't gone yet.
Yeah, I got
to
go apple picking.
Isn't that interesting? And now they have good places. Now, we used to go in northern New Jersey, they had great apples.
Come on, Joe, you and I, let's just go to a bar. I think we can skip apple picking.
Apple martini. apple martini sounds good.
Oh, I can't think of a worse way to spend the weekend. Apple picking with kids.
Michael.
Riedel is such a curmudgeon.
Oh, man.
Rounding out the big three, rats everywhere. Did you see that video? If you haven't, you got to see it on our website, 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. It's in NYCHA housing. A one-year-old gets bitten. These rats are the size of squirrels. And I'm telling you, they're huge. And they're running all over the place and running free.
They're coming out of the toilets.
It's the front page of the Daily News as well. So
You think something, you know, I mean, you got to pick up your garbage in your own house to not help the rats have food supply.
Yeah, the kitchen.
He's blaming the residents.
Well, he's right. The kitchen looks a little messy.
Kitchen. Come on.
It's a little messy.
Would you eat there?
There's some dirty dishes in the sink, Glenn.
Let's get to something important here.
Apple picking.
Are you guys going to watch the Conners tonight?
No.
Really?
I will.
Will you really?
Yeah. I always give everything one shot. It's getting a lot of
without
buzz.
Roseanne, it's going to suck.
Natalie, we expect a full review and some audio clips on tomorrow's show if you're going to watch it.
Did you think we wouldn't? Of course we will.
Okay. So anyway, this is the first episode without Roseanne. And the headline in your newspaper, you guys in the Post just love tearing everything down.
What?
The headline, "The Conners May Not Last Without Roseanne."
Well, that's probably true.
It says, "Lukewarm critical reviews and low fan expectations are raising questions about the viability of the Conners." This is the Roseanne spinoff, of course. She was fired, Roseanne Barr. For example, a TV Insider poll last month, 75% of viewers said they would not watch. Here's a sample review. This was from Deadline Hollywood critic Dominic Patton. He described the show as he watched the first two. They gave him screenings of the first two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
He describes it as an adequate offering that's packed with jokes and one-liners you can see coming long before they land and full of scenarios you've seen a million times before on the small screen.
Well, it was Roseanne that made the show funny, that made it unique. You're going to watch The Odd Couple without Felix Unger?
Probably not. Well, they trotted out the big stars onto Good Morning America today. So in our morning show TV mashup, here's Sarah Gilbert on the GMA.
Well, I think we all felt that we had so many more stories to tell. We've always been fortunate to be able to represent a working class family on television. Tell stories through love, through humor, heartache, and happiness. And we didn't want to stop doing that and giving that to our audience. So I think we wanted to come back and give it another shot.
Gotcha. Right. Makes it sound boring.
Well, They want a paycheck.
Pretty much.
Why give up? She plays the daughter
yeah.
of Roseanne and John Goodman. Here's more from, should we play some more Sarah Gilbert?
She's
no.
bored.
No.
John right. Goodman.
Want to hear from John Goodman?
Yeah.
All right. Here goes John Goodman. Of course, he'll be the centerpiece of the show when The Conners airs tonight in its season debut.
The first week was really weird. Yeah, it was like there was a death in the family. We really missed her a whole lot. There's a lot missing, but you know, we just try to do our best to fill in, and we're just thankful for the opportunity to be able to do it again.
Hmm. Well, I think he's honest.
Well, like most actors, I think they're happy to have some work. Yeah. It was a decent show. They did well. They came out in a fire, but then they said they were going to back off on the politics, which I thought it was a mistake.
Right,
because I thought it was good for them to be on the right.
Right, that's what made the show unique.
Of course, in the TV landscape, but they mm-hmm. said they wanted to back off the politics. Here's some more from John Goodman this morning on Good Morning America.
There's a loss there, but there are new people on the show, and we're all checking each other out to see how we're handling this. It's really different.
Natalie, you were saying what?
Sarah Gilbert, she's had some year. So not only is she part of what was Roseanne, now the Conners, she's also on The Talk. So she's been, right. she's had two co-stars
oh, that's right.
that have been outed, ousted.
Yeah, Julie Chen left.
Julie Chen.
Oh, right.
And Roseanne, she's really been.
She's bad luck.
Yeah.
You don't want to work with her. You get fired.
Something. Right.
She's the jinx. Yeah, Julie Chen, of course, married to Les Moonves, who stepped down as the CBS chairman. And then Julie Chen was out from The Talk. All right, also on the morning shows, Lindsey Graham. Mm. I haven't heard from old Lindsey.
Is he in the Conners, too?
Since the Kavanaugh deal.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Lindsey Graham and the Conners. I'd watch it then.
Do a walk. See, they should have these right-wing politicians walk on the
cameos.
Show. They really should.
I could be on it.
No, they wouldn't ask you. But well, you did do Smash.
Smash, exactly.
Really? You still getting checks for Smash?
I do. I got one for 15 cents the other day. Literally, it was a check for 15 cents from Universal.
So Smash was on NBC.
It was on NBC.
And you, how many episodes did you tape?
4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah. I was known as a recurring character.
Did you like get stopped in the street and signed autographs and stuff?
I did.
Did
not,
you really?
Not autographs, but people recognized me.
Wow.
It was a great moment in my life.
How about now doing a radio show? You get stopped, people recognize you?
People say, how can you work with that guy Berman? Tell him to go back to sports. I get
Thank
that all
much.
The time.
Have a nice day. Did I tee you up well enough for that?
Thank you, Lynn.
All right. So Lindsey Graham was on Fox and Friends. And, of course, the big issue is the Saudi prince, because Mike Pompeo, we saw the pictures. He was sitting down and meet and greet with the prince. And, you know, the Saudi family knows nothing. They don't know what happened. They don't know what time it was. I could do with a Trump impersonation of Dr. Ford.
Well, you know how Trump feels about journalists. I'm sure when this is all settled down, he's going to say to the Saudi prince, hey, can I borrow your hacksaw?
That's your bone saw, yeah. There you go. So here's Lindsey Graham. He was commenting about the Saudi prince.
He's the 33-year-old crown prince who mm-hmm. jumped over other people. He's the son of the existing king, and I think he's on a bad track. I can never do business with Saudi Arabia again until we get this behind us.
So there you go. I do think that Congress is going to take a much tougher stance against the Saudis than the president will. I think they'll initiate their own sanctions, Michael.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Uh-huh. Yeah, let's go after Saudi Arabia so that they can screw up the entire world economy by turning off the oil spigot. See how you like that when the gas prices jump up, Len?
I think Graham's being pretty honest here. He's saying, hey, we deal with bad guys all the time.
But, we do.
Yeah, well, here we go. He had this to say as well on Fox and Friends.
We deal with bad people all the time, but this is in our face. I feel personally offended. They have nothing but contempt for us. Why would you put a guy like me and the president in this box right. after all the president has done? This guy's got to go. Saudi Arabia, if you're listening, there are a lot of good people you can choose, but MBS has tainted your country and tainted himself.
Wow. So there's a first. Lindsey Graham calling for the ouster of MBS. That's the nickname of the initials of the prince, right. Mohammed bin whatever.
He's not going Salman. Anywhere. Yeah. It's going to blow over.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. And I would. The MBS is not going to step down.
And you think there's going to be no sanctions?
No, there will be mild sanctions. And there'll be enough there so everybody has a little cover, everybody saves face, and we'll go on with business because you don't want to tank the world economy. You don't want Saudi Arabia to have a hissy fit and your gas prices jump up. That's the reality of the situation.
I can't wait for the Saudis to come out with their official statement.
It's going to be fun.
It'll be today?
Yeah.
I mean,
this says they're going to come up with something.
They're going to come up with the rogues who went rogue,
yep.
and they killed this guy. No one told him to do it. The prince and the king are totally innocent. It's all good.
They overplayed their hand, and now we're going to chop their heads off, and that'll be that.
Well, we shall see. Maybe today. Hey, when we return, climate change may be playing havoc with your favorite adult beverage.
Rosé?
No, not that one. Plus, your chance at a grand is coming up, plus Mark Simone coming up as well, all at 10:05 right here on 710 WOR. But right now, it's coming up. Bernie Vider in traffic.
WOR.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Well, here's a story, Len, that, well, this won't make our news guy Joe Bartlett too happy.
Yeah.
Climate change is going to lead to cost increases in your beer.
Hmm.
Increasing bouts of extreme heat waves and drought will hurt production of barley, which is the essential ingredient to beer in the future. There are going to be losses of barley yield as much as 17%, and that means beer prices on average would double.
Hmm.
And in some countries like Ireland, where the cost of a beer is already pretty high, prices could triple.
You're kidding.
This comes on the heels of that United Nations report on climate change that basically says Armageddon is headed our way.
Did they give us a time frame for when this is going to happen? Tomorrow?
Thursday? Could be within a year, year and a half.
Wow.
So I'm not so concerned about rising sea levels, melting ice caps, hurricanes,
screw
around with my price of the beer.
Well, but
after a long run, and I'm going to be really upset.
Now, will this cause people to try to come
hoard
up with
a beer
that doesn't have barley? Or
I don't think you can have a beer that doesn't have barley.
No, you have to have barley in it.
Yeah,
there's no artificial barley.
Can you have a wine that doesn't have grapes in it?
I don't know.
I mean,
you have sugar you have artificial sweetener. Why not artificial barley?
Do you want fake beer? Ugh. Barley-less
that
beer?
That sounded good. That was good.
Fake beer? Ugh. Well, ugh. I mean, wine comes from grapes. Beer comes from barley.
Okay, fine.
You know, have you ever heard of hops and things like that?
I've heard of hops. Hops.
You don't strike me as a beer drinker, though.
I'm not. I just
never. You never liked it?
I liked it, like, after a really hot round of golf, I'd like a beer. But other than that, I just never really took to it.
Really? In all those years around sports fields where beer is all over
something?
The place? Yeah, because beer spots are
like
all
it. Well, because my shoes would smell like beer. You walk through a stadium and you just smell a beer.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think about
it. So maybe that's why I was anti-beer. But no, I was more into wine and vodka.
Well, speaking of wine.
Yeah.
What do you pay for a bottle of wine on average? What would you
I'd say the 18 to 25 range, somewhere in there.
Would you ever consider paying $558,000 for a bottle of wine? Would you put ice in that bottle of wine?
I would do that one. Yeah.
This is a 73-year-old bottle of French Burgundy. It is the most expensive wine ever sold. It just went up for auction on Saturday, and it fetched $558,000.
Whoa.
It's a Chuck-a-Buck wine, very, very popular.
What?
No.
Chuck-a-Buck?
That's the one you got in Target.
Yes, that's it.
Trader Joe's.
It's a rare case made by Target of Chuck-a-Buck wine. That's
Swiss up. Get out of here.
No, it's a 1945 bottle of Romani Conti, from Burgundy, and it sold for almost $560,000.
Who bought it, and are they going to drink it?
Some Chinese bought it, apparently. It's the king of collectible wines from 1945. It's prized because Romani Conti, they only produced 600 bottles in 1945, and that was the last year before the producer pulled up his older prized vines and replaced them with younger vines in 1947. And it is described, let's do our little palate cleansing before I give you the description. Yeah. It's concentrated and exotic. With seemingly everlasting power.
But they won't drink it, right?
It's a wine, Len, at peace with itself.
So you just stare at it.
Well, they recommend drinking it with an ice cube.
At peace with itself.
The Berman method.
And by the way, Trader Joe's wine is called Two Buck Chuck. I knew it was something similar to that. Okay.
$558,000 bottle of Two Buck Chuck.
Just give me a Matus we used to have when we were first married. What was
Petrus,
the other one?
Not Matus. It's Petrus.
No, Matus.
It's Matus.
There was Matus.
There was Matus?
Yeah, it was a cheap $5 wine. Could get. Yeah.
Oh, well, of course. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was
of course
one?
Coming from
was
him.
Was it Blue Nun?
Yes, Blue Nun.
Sure.
Great.
Boone's Farm.
All right, so in a St. Louis.
Yellowtail.
Listen to this one. You know, this is happening every day. A St. Louis apartment, black guy coming home to his loft. White woman won't let him in.
Really?
It's his apartment building. The white woman sees him coming. No, I can't let you in. The guy says, I live here.
She won't buzz him in?
It's unbelievable. Here's the audio.
Please move, ma'am.
I can. Okay. Do you live here?
He didn't want to say what apartment. Yes, he lives there. His name is Darian Tolles.
I don't like the fact you have your phone in my face.
Okay, I don't like the fact that you're blocking me for where I pay.
All I'm asking is what unit.
But you're not, I don't need to tell you that information, ma'am.
If you want
to
come into my building.
It's not your building. You're not the owner. You pay rent.
Is that something? The white woman wouldn't let the black guy in because she didn't know him or didn't realize he lived there. Anyway, the woman's name, according to the New York Times, is Hillary Brooke Mueller. And her husband put out a statement saying, we separated a year ago.
Anyway, I think the ex or just, you know, husband.
Yeah.
Posted the video on his Facebook account.
Wow. Oh, revenge, yeah, baby. This is good. I like this. So, this guy's got...
This guy, Darian Tolles, the black guy who was kept out of the apartment, he, this morning, was on Good Morning America.
They made me feel really uncomfortable, made me feel less of a human, and I feel like I was being judged.
Is this unbelievable? I mean, this stuff is going on all the time now. As we had an interview with someone earlier, you think this stuff is getting better. Seems to be getting worse.
Sounds to me like you set it up for a lawsuit. All right, let's get the news now at 9:30 from Joe Bartlett. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Michael. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrapped up a meeting with the King of Saudi Arabia and Foreign Minister, trying to figure out what happened to that missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi. President Trump says he wants to know, too.
We're working very close with Saudi Arabia and with Turkey, and they are working together to figure out what happened. And they want to know what happened also. So a lot of people are working on it.
CNN is reporting the Saudis are about ready to admit that Khashoggi was killed during an interrogation that went wrong. The president going after Senator Elizabeth Warren over her Native American in her family tree. The Massachusetts Democrat yesterday released DNA test results that said she said shows she has evidence of Native American ancestry 6 to 10 generations back. Trump tweeted the DNA test was bogus, and it showed that she may be a 1 in 1,024th, far less than the average American. And for the first time in more than 2 decades, New York City went an entire weekend without a shooting.
All right.
Mayor de Blasio says the first time that's happened since 1993.
When you think about the history we came from and the challenges that had to be overcome by this NYPD, it's absolutely extraordinary. But I want to emphasize, a city of 8.6 million people, not a single shooting for 3 days.
You know, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty amazing. Yeah. But, you know, I'm not quite sure what happened in 1993. There may have been a weekend snowstorm when that happened. But
doesn't the mayor sound like he's hungover?
There's something going on with his voice there, yeah. De Blasio credited the positive impact of community policing. NYPD looking for 9 members of the Proud Boys after a brawl Friday night between the group and protesters. There was a fight on the Upper East Side caught on video. 3 of the left-wing protesters were arrested, so to be bipartisan, they need to arrest some Proud Boys.
Oh, is that a fact? Was that a statement from the police department, or did you just make that up?
New York Hunter has died from a rare disorder after he possibly ate squirrel brains.
What?
Yeah, this actually happened in 2015, but it's just being reported now by Live Science. They say the 61-year-old man went to the hospital saying he was having trouble thinking clearly and was losing touch with reality.
He was going nuts.
I think
because that's what the squirrels eat.
I think that's Riedel's problem.
Oh, come on.
It was mad cow disease. He had been known to eat squirrel brains in the past, a real delicacy.
Really?
All right, how about the Wall Street numbers?
How about them?
You're going to like this
ding,
one,
ding,
Len.
Ding, 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 ding.
Market is up 203 points. Oh. Yes, sir.
Why do you single me out? Wouldn't everybody like the market being
up? Well, I know, because you like it when it goes up.
I do. Well, who doesn't? I'd rather it go down. I'd rather my IRA just tank.
Well, you'd like it to go down, yeah. So then the Trump bounce would be over with.
Oh, is that it? Well, I'm rooting for the market to go down against Trump. That's just brilliant. You guys, I'm telling you, I don't know where you get your expertise. I think it's squirrel brains. That's what I think.
I know you're happy when the market goes
up.
That's why I say, Len.
Yeah.
It's up 217.
It is.
S&P's up 20. NASDAQ is
love
up 79 points. So rally to start the day. Yes,
thank you, Joe. When we come back, we've got this is a really good story. How about a Halloween display? So upsetting. People are calling 911. It's Len doing sports. Plus, your next chance at winning $1,000.
Why am I getting picked on you?
Coming up at 10:05 and 710 WOR. Now let's get the traffic from Bernie Binder.
And WOR.
9:39. Good morning to you all. We have a lot to get to in our remaining moments. So just got word the AP is reporting that Turkish officials say, yes, they have found evidence inside the Turkish consulate in Istanbul that Jamal Khashoggi was murdered there in the consulate. So that's the first confirmation that's coming from AP. Not a surprise, but there's some confirmation.
I wonder what they found, an ear or something?
I don't know. Well,
it was the Saudi Arabian consulate. That's where it was.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And what happened was you saw the guy going in, Khashoggi. You didn't see him coming out. The Saudis, oh, we don't know what happened to him. Well, he was murdered in there, according to the AP, and Turkish officials are confirming it. And we'll see where it goes. But you know, you had the cleaning crew go in there yesterday, and still they found
evidence. I guess they didn't do a good job.
Well, that's tough to totally mop up. Oh, so we were talking earlier about there were no shootings this past weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. First time it's been shooting-free in New York City since 1993. And did one of you crack, well, it must have been bad weather?
Yeah.
25 years ago?
Yeah, snowstorm.
Holly sent us an email. Thanks, Holly. He listens. She said there was bad weather in 1993. It was my wedding day, March 13th. At the time, they called it the storm of the century.
Oh,
so
right.
She's guessing that was the weekend when there were no shootings.
I remember that weekend. I think I actually cross-country skied through Times Square that night.
Yeah. Yeah. As she said. Yeah. Yeah,
she's so right.
There you go. Well, it wasn't 25 years ago to the minute. You know, it was just 25 years ago. It's been the last time there was a shooting-free weekend. And also, we were talking yesterday about the new royal baby. Mm-hmm. And Meghan Markle and Harry expecting a child, and they were talking about the possible names. Did we mention Diana?
Oh no!
Well, that's the obvious one, isn't it?
Well, do we know if it's a female?
No, we don't. Well, that's the case. It might be a funny name for a boy, but still, the betting odds. I saw in the paper this morning that the odds are Diana is the lead name for a. That would be the obvious name for a girl.
I don't know.
No,
yeah, I think that's
Harry's mom.
I think it's uncomfortable to name your daughter
after your
mother's
killed in a car wreck so publicly like that. I think Victoria would be the one I'd go with.
And I don't know if I'd want to put that name on my child. It's such a
It could be a cursed name.
I wouldn't even think if it's a cursed name. It's just a very heavy name to carry around with you.
If the kid isn't that cute.
I disagree. I disagree with all of you. I think it would be a great tribute.
Why? You think Diana Jr.?
No, not Jr. You don't call girls Jr. You grew up in New York State, they probably did.
Sometimes you call them Little Diana and Big Diana.
Stop.
You do.
I think that'd be
Nancy
nice
Sinatra. Nancy Sinatra was named after her mother, was Nancy. They called her Little Nancy and Big Nancy.
Well, there you go.
Little Diana and...
They're not going to call her Little Di.
Little Di.
It was Lady Di and Little Di.
It's kind of cute.
No.
Not going to happen.
All right, here we go once again. This is Ohio. The Ohio State Patrol was called in. 911 was called because of the plane crash in the front yard in Pickerington, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, turns out an Army veteran, an 85-year-old, retired from the Air National Guard, he set up a fake plane crash, an upside down plane in his front yard with a skeleton and a witch spilling out of the cockpit. It was a Halloween. Are you telling me someone driving by sees a witch
and they were
crashed plane and they call 911? They thought it was a real accident.
Do you have a picture of that somewhere? I want to see that.
Well, let's look for one, Nat.
And put it up on the website, 710WOR.com/.
Are you doing anything, Natalie? Could you check?
But there's a witch out of the plane, and somebody called.
They called 911. Do you remember what happened? We had this the other day in North Dakota.
Well, so, there was the display in the window
in blood,
and somebody wrote in blood or red paint, "Help me,"
and they thought that was real.
Well, because that looks strange in that picture, because they hadn't finished the Halloween display. So the first thing they did was write in the window, "Help me," and the across the street neighbor saw it and thought, I better help him, and called 911.
Speaking of help, down in the panhandle, someone spelled out that word in wood.
I saw that.
And that was seen from the sky, and that helped these people out. Boy, there was some... I guess they're still looking for some missing people down there.
Well,
anyway,
1,500
so
or something like that they're
as
still
of
looking
yesterday,
for.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah. Hey, you know, you like Back to the Future, Len, that movie with Michael J. Fox?
Oh, I love that. Are you kidding me? One of my faves.
Remember that car, the DeLorean?
You mean this one?
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
Well, he sounds so squeaky back in those days.
Oh, what a great guy. I met him back in the day. I actually met him around that time. Lovely. And I've seen him over the years. Great guy. Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, he's got Parkinson's.
Yes,
now,
he
I
does.
Yeah. Anyway, the widow of the car maker, John DeLorean, she was suing to get some back royalties from Back to the Future movies because her husband had made a deal with the movie studio that every time they used the car, the DeLorean there, he would get a piece of the profits. Well, she sued to get more profits, but her lawsuit has been thrown out of court because apparently she made a settlement back in 2015 and she is not entitled to any more royalties for the use of her husband's car, the DeLorean, in the movie Back to the Future. So she's out.
Wow. That was a great movie. So take me away. I don't mind.
It's better promise me I'll be back in time. Oh, that's a great song.
Yep. Lewis and the News.
Fabulous. Hey, Stephen Hawking, he's out with a book posthumously published because he died in March. And the book, the big reveal in the book. Ready, Len?
What's the big reveal?
There is no God. That's what Stephen Hawking says. Theoretical physicist scanned the universe, looked into the sky, and said there is no God. We are free to believe what we want, and it's my view that the simplest explanation is that there is no God. No one created the universe, and no one directs our fate. This leads me to a profound realization. There is probably no heaven and afterlife.
Well, there you go. You've said publicly you're an atheist.
I am an
atheist. You agree with him.
I do, yeah. I don't think it's such a big reveal, but I mean, I say it, no one pays attention. Stephen Hawking says it, and we do a segment on it.
Well, of course. Well, what's your point there? Well, who cares what you think? It's the guy who writes for the Post.
As opposed to world-famous Nobel Prize-winning physicist. There
exactly.
You go. You have a point.
Do you think we would go 4 hours without mentioning Mega? Are you going to... Natalie's going to play this for sure. It's worth $654 million tonight.
Whoa.
That's unbelievable. What's the payout? It's, if you take the lump sum, you get... Well north of 300, right, after taxes or less?
I would think it was a little less, but little it's less. Still substantial.
I could buy that like, $1.5 million mummy poster that I covet.
I think I heard something like $220 million.
$220 for a payout? Yeah, that would make sense. I always thought it was about a fourth, but it's really more than a fourth.
Whatever it is, it's enough to live on.
Are you playing?
Yeah, of course.
Are you buying tickets for the staff?
Yeah, are you?
Why me? Why do I have to be the one
because
who goes
you always do. That's
you
always your job.
You but what do you mean it's my job? That is not my job.
What? Yes.
Yeah.
And yesterday you were telling me to go get your cleaning. I'm not getting your cleaning.
That was Riedel. Don't
say
talking
me. About
no,
that.
Len, why don't you get this coffee?
Not getting
I did not.
I'll get coffee. I always said I'd get coffee.
But you won't get my cleaning?
No.
Come on. You're going to go out to get the ticket anyway. Can't you stop off the dry cleaner?
Unless you bring my cleaning and you pick mine up too.
Well, that's kind of... guys don't do that.
All right.
Well, excuse me? Anyway, I will get tickets for everybody if everybody gives me the money. I don't want the IOU. I'll give you the money later.
How much does it cost?
$2 a ticket.
$2 a ticket.
Oh, come on, Natalie. You can afford to kick in $2 for each of us.
Are you kidding me?
What do we put in? 10 each? What's the normal? What are we doing?
How much do we have to put in?
We'll talk about it off air. We'll figure it out.
Okay. All right. Well, Natalie's going to do it. That's her job. Okay. Hey, coming up next.
Not my job.
We're going to answer the gripping question, how do you lure a pig to come back home? Oink, plus, oink. Who wouldn't want an extra $1,000? Your next chance is coming up at 10:05 right here on 710 WOR. But right now, Bernie Vider has our traffic.
WOR.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Coming up on 10 o'clock, Mark Simone is on deck, and he's got a very good guest, Chris Matthews from Hardball. I like Chris Matthews a lot.
That's a good job.
Yeah, he does a great job. And he wrote a book called Hardball, his very first book called Hardball. Yeah. And it was about the behind-the-scenes battles in politics in Washington in the 1980s because he worked for Tip O'Neill.
Oh, that's right.
And it's a very good book.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I like Chris Matthews.
By the way, the president tweeted a few minutes ago.
Oh, he did? How exciting.
For the record, I have no financial interest in Saudi Arabia, or Russia for that matter. Any suggestion that I have is just more fake news, of which there is plenty.
Aha.
Because a lot of people are saying that he has financial interest. There's hotels.
That's why,
although, wasn't there a story that Jared wanted to get some big $100 million loan from the Saudis or something? And I don't know. So,
well, I mean, the question,
doesn't have,
the question
maybe,
is why has Trump not been much tougher with Saudi Arabia?
And Russia.
Well, Saudi Arabia now because Khashoggi got chopped up into little pieces. Right. And the news that just came out was, according to the Associated Press, the Turks say they have found evidence of the chopping up inside the Saudi Arabian embassy in Istanbul. So
that's according to the Associated Press. But then you have to parse words because he may not have a financial interest, but Maybe the Trump Organization does. Maybe Jared does. You just don't know. A lot of tentacles out there.
You know, but I can't understand this. You guys get all hopped up about his financial interests. He was a businessman for his whole life. Of course he has financial interests all over the world. You think that should disqualify someone from running for office because they were in business?
I never said that.
Yeah, but you use this all the time to throw in his face. Oh, he's got financial interests here and there and everywhere.
Have you heard of the emoluments clause?
No, stop with the emoluments clause.
There are laws. He can't, for example, he's profiting from foreign interests off his hotel in Washington. That violates the emoluments clause.
Doesn't seem to be going anywhere, though, does it, Len? What do you want? Do you want just a group of people who are nothing but public servants who never do anything else in life but run for office? Is that the political ruling class that you want?
No, but they shouldn't be profiting off it either. So you got to be fair.
He is not running his business anymore. His sons are.
Gotcha. Oh, you're married. That's well, say no more. Okay. All righty then.
Now, Len, you live out there on a farm in Sandpoint.
Oh, yeah, big farm. Big spread, yeah.
Do you have pigs? Do you raise pigs?
No, I have not.
Well, here's a way. If you happen to raise pigs and a pig gets away, and if it's a big pig the size of a mini horse, do you know how to get the pig back?
Is this a trick question? you drop little bacon bits.
Nope, Farmer Berman, you are wrong.
Bacon bits? That's gross. That's like cannibalism.
Well, that was my little joke, okay?
Yeah, pigs don't eat pigs.
Thanks for playing along, kids.
Bacon bits?
I don't know. Just a thought.
You drop. No,
they like their own.
No, you know what they like?
What?
They like Doritos.
No.
Yes, apparently. Doritos, it turns out, more than just junk food for teens with the munchies. They help deputies in San Bernardino, California, lure a pig the size of a mini horse back home. They were looking for the pig. The pig got out of the poke. I guess a pig is in a poke. And that's where a pig lives, right? In a poke.
Exactly.
The pig got out of the poke, and one of the deputies discovered... The deputy had a package of Doritos on her, and she pulled it out, and the hungry pig started to follow her right back to the poke.
I would have gone with the bacon bits myself. Okay,
I'd follow Doritos.
You probably would.
Really?
By the way, we shame Natalie into it. She is going to go by the Megaforest. You know, she makes this big, blustery stance on the radio behind the scenes. She says, okay, how much you want to put in? I'll get the tickets.
Now I feel like a drug dealer. People are dropping money at me. Joe's like taking wads of cash out. Well, like, give me a change.
Just give me an IOU, Natalie, because if we don't win, I'm not going to pay you. But if we do win, I'll definitely pay you.
If you do not have the $10 me by 10 o'clock, out.
You got to be in it to win it.
By 10 today?
By 10? How about 10:05? I'm on the air till 10.
Fine, 10:05.
Okay. I don't know can I borrow 10 bucks from you, Len?
Yes.
10 on me.
I'll treat you. How's that?
Thank you, Len.
I'll treat you. So anyway, I think our best video of the day is this.
Oh, it's great.
Is Wacko. Where did this take? Oh, Toronto.
Yeah.
This guy is at some restaurant dining place, but they have a big shark tank. He gets completely naked, and people go wild. They start... Although it sounds like they're laughing. Apparently, he climbs out of the water, and at first he gives them a big moon.
Yeah.
And they all laugh. And then he flips back, and you see everything else you don't want to see. I think that's when they started laughing.
Talk about your free Willy.
There you go. Freed Willy. And it's on our website at 710WR.com/LennaMichael. I think that's our best video.
It is our best video, but we have to say, you say a shark tank, you know, don't think that it's great white sharks or hammerheads or anything dangerous. It's nurse sharks, and they're pretty docile, so he wasn't really in that much danger.
We also have that movie poster. You uncovered that story. There's a movie poster that's going to go at auction for between $1 million and $1.5 million. You got to go look at this movie poster.
It's on our website, 710WOR.com/LennonMichael, and it's for the 1932 Boris Karloff movie, The Mummy. You would think Frankenstein, but apparently it's The Mummy, but it's a real work of art, this poster. Natalie looked at it, and even Natalie, who's not into horror movies, she thought it was quite beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Beautiful. I agree.
It's
beautiful poster.
Sensational.
I might buy it when we win Mega.
Oh, and the pig is up too, right?
Yes, the pig and the Doritos.
If you missed anything today, check out the website, 710WOR.com/LennonMichael. All the videos are there, all the fun stuff, and a bonus segment. And don't forget, Chris Matthews will be Mark Simone's guest, and that is coming up. But first, let's get the news. It is now 10 o'clock.